Budell does not know the meaning of the word failure. Let's face it, there are a lot of words Greg Budell does not know the meaning of.
Greg Budell.
Vote for Greg Budell. Pull into any local fast food establishment and get a regular hamburger at the regular price.
Greg Budell.
Jay Scott, are you voting for Greg Budell?
You damn right.
Greg Budell. Rich Thomas, what will it feel like to know someone who has run for and attained high office?
Cool.
Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell people you don't even know to vote for Greg Budell. This message paid for by Greg Budell.
Greg Budell.
Greg Budell.
Greg Budell.
Greg Budell. Okay, knock it off. Greg Budell.
Shut up. From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
It's 5 already. Time flies when you're having fun.
Stand by for news.
News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump facing Republican and Democratic criticism over his failure to confront Russian President Putin for interfering in the last election and for not supporting U.S. intelligence agencies' findings, working to clarify his remarks today.
I have the strongest respect for our intelligence agencies headed by my people.
The president commenting at the White House. As President Trump plans the second phase of his tax reform plans, four states are suing his administration over the first tax overhaul package.
New York, Connecticut, Maryland, and New Jersey are challenging the $10,000 cap on the federal deduction for state and local taxes, also known as SALT. Lawmakers from big tax states like New York have argued that limiting the deduction will force residents to pay more, not less, in taxes.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Fox News, we report, you decide.
All right.
It's unbelievable.
Everything is unbelievable. I got a piece from, that doesn't sound good. I have a clip from Judge Jeanine.
Oh, nice.
That I'd like to play from Fox and Friends this morning. And Mark's been patiently waiting on the phone. So, Mark, what's up?
Hey, I just want to let you know that you need to remind everybody about the News Talk 93.1 app. I listened to y'all all in Missouri last week.
Nice. Isn't that great? It's almost like towing us behind you, isn't it?
That's exactly what I did, all the way up.
That's great. Thank you so much, man. That's flattering that you could spend so much time with us on such a long drive.
12 long hours.
Thank you. Glad you're... Are you back or are you still out in Missouri?
I am back now.
Welcome back. Glad you made it back safe.
All right, thanks.
It is 5:04. Brad McDonald's going to join us. You know, here's another take. I'll ask him, but I think I'm right. On this whole, did you know that somebody on MSD said Trump's press conference in Russia with Putin was equal to Pearl Harbor and Kristallnacht? This is how effed in the head these people are.
I was about to say, that sounds like an F head.
Yeah. That's beyond dementia. Beyond dementia. But the people that bet money on what world leaders say, they didn't fall off the deep end today. And that's ultimately, if you can't find a little peace of mind in something, there's a place to look. We'll talk to Brant about it in just a minute.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Some traffic backed up on 65 northbound. This will be right after you go past North Boulevard. It's just a short little backup. Nothing big, nothing to worry about. And also on the downtown area, we have some delays as folks are getting off work, headed out, probably going to vote. A little bit of a crowd on 85 southbound. That's between South Union and the interchange. Everything else looking really good. Would you like an exciting career in real estate but don't have time to attend classes? Do it online. Go to BoEvansSchoolOfRealEstate.com for all the details. BoEvansSchoolOfRealEstate.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions? I have answers. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Alabama's election chief says turnout in the primary runoffs appears to be extraordinarily low. Secretary of State John Merrill says he anticipates 15 to 18% of the state's registered voters to cast ballots Tuesday. Armed with an endorsement from President Trump, U.S. Representative Martha Roby is trying to hold back a challenge from former Congressman Bobby Bryant. The endorsement could help Roby overcome a backlash after she withdrew her endorsement of Trump in 2016. An Alabama college student whose car broke down just before his first day of work made the 20-mile journey on foot, a feat that earned him fame and a new car. Walter Carr earned the admiration of his client, who set up a fundraiser, and also his employer, Bellhop CEO Luke Marklin, who gave Carr his own vehicle. And those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of showers and storms continues well into the nighttime hours tonight before eventually ending and then fading out. Overnight low temperature in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, look for a high temperature in the lower 90s, partial sunshine, and still a generous supply of showers and storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Then on Thursday and Friday, the storms thin out in number. Not as many storms to go around, with high temperatures edging back towards the middle 90s and triple-digit heat indices again. Our free weather app has advanced interactive radar and future radar. Plus, keep on top of the tropics, and you'll have access to all my videos and blog updates. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Headley is your trusted source for quality metal buildings. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the building. Little Bull is on the shelves. I have had some. I've tried it. It is outstanding.
Yes, it is, Bubba. It's a great new seasoning we've come out with. But you know what? We've also got those great Vertigo hot sauce, the Bearded Pickles, Alabama Sunshine products. We've got a lot of great products that are locally made, made in Alabama, and that's what we're about. If that's not what you're looking for, we've got great gifts. People come in every day and see all the new gifts we have, from the towels, the totes, the jewelry, the cover-ups, beach bags. We've got it all at Tucker Pecan, and we also have the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere, made fresh daily at Tucker Pecan. And with all this hot weather we've got now, come down and get your ice cream cone dipped specially for you at Tucker Pecan Company.
And where are you located, sir?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Or you can check us out on the web at TuckerPecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
The premier place, the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Ooh, this is a nice loaner car. What a great way to treat your customers. I'm riding in style. Oh, wait, I get it, car dealership. I bring my car in for some routine service, and you loan me the ultimate driving experience. The car with all the bells and whistles, surround sound, Bluetooth enabled so I can use my phone hands-free. I get your angle. My basic model has nothing, and you give me the deluxe model with the extra letters. do those X's, E's, and J's actually stand for anything? Or are they just to show people, hey, look at me, I got the XJ17 hybrid. Oh, they're calling me. Probably gonna give me the hard sell for me to buy up. No dice, car salesman. Hello? Yeah, sure, I'll be right back. They gave me the wrong car. The one I was supposed to take has courtesy car painted on it. And it's a tiny two-door. Smart.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Gail, you should have gone to Jack Ingram like I told you. Right now, we join Mr. Right on the Money, Grant.
Yeah, baby!
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Hey, buddy. How you doing today?
Good.
Good.
Well, you know, I just burned out with elections and all this kind of stuff. In fact, I've been getting notes from people all afternoon about what polling. Let's see. Karen says we were number 250 and 251 at the Pentlala Volunteer Fire Department, although I heard that attendance at that location was held down because 84 voted wearing his jorts. a lot of voters away.
Hilarious. Yeah.
Anyhow, and then last night, against my better judgment, I got into the Home Run Derby, and it was really exciting. So I stayed up later than I should have, and then I couldn't fall asleep. So I've been kind of fighting fatigue all day today. But I'm fine.
Oh, man.
I got nothing to complain about compared to people that got real issues, you know, like liberals and people who have an illness. So how are you?
No, I'm doing well. You know, it's been a good day today. We're just trying to keep up with a lot of news flow. Of course, like I've been saying, we're right in the meat of this earnings season. And so that's what we've been focused in on. And I tell you, some of the things that we've really liked and we've talked about in the past are doing quite well in the midst of all of this. Of course, we talked about yesterday how Netflix missed their subscriber numbers.
Right.
And they did sell off, although it wasn't quite as bad, you know, as it was in after-hours trading yesterday. So that was a good thing. I think a lot of people have ridden the Netflix horse for so long, and when you get a massive sell-off like that, it is true. I mean, typically it's been an opportunity to buy the stock. Rarely does Netflix ever miss their numbers, on a quarterly report like that. And there's never been a time that when they have done that, that in the next quarter they haven't exceeded the numbers, quite considerably. So I think you had a lot of people who jumped in there, put some money to work in Netflix. That helped to buoy the stock. Yes, even though it was down, it wasn't as bad as it could have been or like it looked like it was going to be. But then, too, you know, you look at earnings across the board, and we still continue to get really, really powerful numbers coming out. As a matter of fact, so far, 80% of all the companies reporting in the S&P 500 have beaten their numbers.
Wow.
Which is, but that's another reason why. Look at what Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said today when he was before the banking committee talking about Fed policy, and he said, absolutely. We see rates going higher. This is a very strong economy that is gaining steam, and that's his own words, you know. So he's beginning to corroborate a lot of what we're seeing and what we're talking about. And the only interesting thing to me, though, is that as the Fed, you know, continues this rate hike, the normalization period that they're in, it occurs to me, and I continue to watch all of the dollar-denominated debt that has been issued, and then we're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars that is in Europe or in China, and as the dollar continues to move higher, this is a complex discussion, but as the dollar moves higher, those currencies overseas continue to weaken. And so for countries overseas that own this huge amount of dollar-denominated debt, the value of the asset that they own continues to go down as the dollar moves higher. And one of the number one things that makes the dollar go higher is interest rate hikes or Fed tightening.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're in a situation that's so perilous as the Europeans find themselves in, or even the Chinese, I mean, let's talk about that a second. I mean, they have defaults and bad debt all over that country. of course, that's a communist country, so the Bank of China, they can release reserves and do things behind the scenes that not a lot of other sort of democratic countries can do. But still, notwithstanding that, it's very problematic, I think, for foreign countries to sort of contemplate and deal with what is going on here in the U.S., because our economy is growing strong and it demands higher rates and so on and so forth. My only question would be is you know, if the credit markets do start to show signs of breaking, in particularly in corporate bond, the corporate bond world overseas, would that sort of veto the Fed and stop them in their tracks, or are they going to continue to raise rates under the mandate given them by Congress with, you know, to protect U.S. domestic interests? So I know that's a mouthful, but it is something that we're going to be watching. But in the meantime, I'm very pleased with how these earnings are coming out. And again, it just continues to reiterate the power that's in this economy. And it's a good thing. And I think if we can get some of this, you know, loud noise to tune down a little bit, if we can get rid of it, things like tariff discussions and this Trump-Putin mess and all this other stuff that everybody wants to talk about, if we can get that off the radar, I think that equity prices would probably correct pretty quickly based on fundamentals.
Brent, we've been talking a long time, and I speculated openly before our segment today saying, you know, whenever there's this big simus, a big Guns of McGilla, because Trump recommitted Pearl Harbor and Kristallnacht because he didn't punch Putin in the face, and then, you know, light up an exploding cigar and kick him in the, you know, wares for meddling in the election, whatever they expected him to do. It would have all been wrong. He should have started World War III. I don't know what the hell they want. At the end of the day, I look to see where the people that put their money, how they're reacting. Are they nervous? Are they just letting this sort of like do the old water off a duck's back kind of routine? And I was happy to see that the markets didn't go berserk because the media had a hissy fit over the way that whole thing came down. Wow, there's Martha and Bobby on Hot Bear. Wow, that's getting a lot of attention nationally. Holy cow.
Yeah. Well, look, I thought that he did the best job he could do. I mean, one thing that Trump is absolutely not going to do is he's not going to go over there, meet Putin, and then condemn the guy and spend the entire time during the summit talking about that, because what does that do? It calls attention to the legitimacy of his presidency. And he's not about to do that. You know, there's no way that he's going to do that. So I think what Trump attempted to do was to walk a very thin line, you know, discussing some of the other bigger issues regarding Russia. Mm-hmm. For example, you know, when he talked about their invasion in Crimea and...
Last week he told Angela Merkel, why are you playing into their hands by buying all your energy from Russia? That doesn't sound like somebody's on Russia's side. But the media
forgot all that. No, that's exactly right. He was in a bit of an untenable position because, like I said, he's not going to go over there and in essence say, I shouldn't be the president because Russia meddled in the elections, and if they hadn't, then Hillary would have won.
Nor is he going to go over there and call them a liar, call Putin a liar on a world stage. Nobody does
right.
that.
That's
they only
right.
do it to each other, that's all.
Yeah, so I thought that, you know, he did the best he could. I think, you know, in hindsight, you can always look back and think about some things you should or shouldn't have said. For example, when he, you know, said that he took Putin's word and in essence basically saying, I don't believe my own intelligence community. That was kind of a, you know, he's even saying I misspoke, you know, today he's saying I should not have said that.
Did we ever hear the previous president ever say, whoa?
I think he actually said that.
Listen,
exactly.
Let me tell you, I guarantee you that there's nothing Trump can do that would ever top or trump what Obama did in terms of his apology tour running all over the world
sick.
You know, talking about how terrible we are as Americans and that we did this to everybody and all this kind of thing.
He still
did. I mean,
doing
that was just, that was just beyond the pall, you know? And so, but yeah, you're right, though. You're right. I think at the end of the day, right, wrong, or indifferent, you'll know whether or not, you know, the world is greatly concerned by what the money is doing.
Well, if you go
and
back
right now,
if you go back a week to when he was with, you know, talking up the NATO, why aren't you paying your fair share, et cetera, the market has since crossed over the 25,000 mark on the Dow. There's only been one negative day, and it wasn't even that bad, you know. So that's where I look for reassurance. So.
Yeah, no, I do too. But I also think credit markets are behaving well. And so, you know, that says a lot more to me than anything else. I think if there was some real, real worry or concern, I can promise you, you just look at what happens in credit markets, and they'll tell you the real health of the global economy and the health of, and where there are potential problems. And it's darn sure not the United States of America. I can tell you that. You know, you might find little red flags popping up here and there in Europe, particularly in Italy and other places, but it's not the USA. And so until we see signs like that, you know, it's like I've been saying all year long, you just have to tune out all this noise. There's just a ton of noise. But it's at the end of the day, it's just not that damaging, really, at all. So,
well, we're out of time, Brant. Thank you, and you made me feel just a little bit smarter today at 5:23. Only missed by one. Call Brant. Have a sit down with Brant. Meet the incredible team of people he's put together at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management, and talk about your financial future. I cannot overemphasize how important it is to have a sense of manageability of your money. And it goes well beyond balancing a checkbook and paying bills on time. It's like, all right, I've got a plan. This, I'm working, I'm making this much, and this is where I want to be a year, 10 years, or more down the road. It's one of the fastest ways to boost your economic self-esteem. 387-0094 is the number to make that call. 387-0094. That's McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Brant, thanks so much, buddy, as always.
Yeah, definitely. Appreciate it, guys. Y'all take care.
Catch you soon.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Can you keep talking that fast?
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. They now have 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for only $17. Made locally and healthy for your pup. Ask Randy about it. Prattville Farm Center, a quarter mile south of McDonald's on Highway 31.
That Jay Scott.
Jay Scott.
Yes. All hail Jay. All hail Jay. All hail Jay.
Well, before we hit the traffic button, I got a text from Corey Lee who says, 5:20 p.m. in Wetumpka, box one, 480 ballots, box two, 176. I'm surmising from a lot of the, and so many of you, thank you for taking the time to share the totals at your polling places. It seems mighty light. Now we'll see who that favors. But I got to be honest, I don't see a whole lot of passion for Martha Roby. In spite of, we were just looking at it on Fox, it was on Bret Baier. There's a lot of people watching this race. And again, if she doesn't retain the seat, it's not a rebuke of Trump. It's a rebuke of her. And it's not that we don't forgive and forget here in this town, but you don't make an intemperate remark that I'm sure somebody that Martha respects, that you gotta go on the TV and say, Mr. Trump, you need to step aside. Like we're going to forget in 2 years? That doesn't happen here in Alabama. Can't say I'm an expert yet, but I've been around a while. And then go on Fox in the morning and say, well, I have no regrets of doing that, really? That was the most ill-advised political comment in the local political scene that I've seen in the entire time I've lived in Alabama. And I would love to know who threw Martha under the bus with that advice, because that's what they did.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. That delay on 65 northbound is all gone. The one on 85 southbound between South Union and the interchange is due to a light accident there. Not anything real big. Up on 65 southbound, around the 199-mile marker, there is an 18-wheeler involved accident. So you're going to run into a little delay up that way. That is not the same accident we had up there just a little bit ago. If you get hurt in an accident, say no to the time you check. Offered by the insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Insurance company not calling you back? We'll bank them. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. It's a new season, which means there are new changes that you should know about. If you currently have a conventional loan, this message is for you. Listen up. If you owe $454,000 or less on your home, then it is time for you to take advantage of the new conforming loan program. Call me at 567-4223. Let's talk about how you could be saving money today. Ring in the new season with more money in your pocket. Now is the time to lower your rate and payment. Why pay more than you have to? Let's talk through the options together to create your very own Alabama home mortgage. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. There is a difference in mortgage lenders. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and paper rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Hey, Lyle Fields speaking to you one more time from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, now in the Pepto Shops on Vaughan Road. Guess what? Got some old history you want to get rid of? We're talking jewelry now. Jewelry, gemstones, or anything like that. Or maybe some wonderful heirloom jewelry that you want to remake. Whatever it is, Marguerite's will either buy, remake, sell, trade, swap, whatever you call it. Come in, and we're going to let you walk out with something beautiful or a check in your hand. Come see us at Marguerite's, now in the Pepto Shops. Thanks.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Non-Voting Political Complainer.
Mr. Non-Voting Political Complainer.
You've spent the last 9 months telling everyone who they should vote for. But when election day comes, you're at the Skin Shack, spreading your wealth to Diamond and Misty.
Is that your idea of going to the polls?
Then, you call your non-vote a political statement.
We call it a cop-out, yeah.
So the next time you hear people yammering on about how voting doesn't matter because they're all a bunch of crooks, peel your I Voted Today sticker off your shirt and slap it over the mouth of Mr. Non-Voting Political Complainer, a real American hero.
Mr. Non-Voting Political Complainer.
I vote for you go play in traffic.
It is 5:32, and now, ladies and gentlemen, that's Election Day. We always look forward to the commentary of Legal Eagle and local heartthrob, yes! Chad.
I have my virtue signaling I voted sticker on my collar right now. Isn't it virtue signaling? It's like, you know, hey, I voted. Did you see this? Yeah, look at this sticker.
Don't complain to me if you don't like the way things are going.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I don't want to hear it.
Well, it's like that little parody we run that says it's a participation trophy for ignorance or something.
Love that. I've actually enjoyed your campaign commercials, especially when it says Dr. Zygmunt Adebo, chairman.
Yes. Well, that's the brilliance of Rusty Aldrich right there.
All right. So we got some predictions for tonight. Is anybody taking any predictions?
I think Bobby's got it.
I'm going to stick my neck out and agree that that Bobby Bright, I just sense no enthusiasm for Martha whatsoever.
All right, I'm going to make some predictions. Now, this isn't necessarily the people I voted for or not, or did vote for or didn't vote for, but this is who I think.
Okay.
I think Twinkle is going to get the lieutenant governor position.
She never loses. She's like betting on the Patriots.
Right. I think Rick Pate is going to win AG, the Ag Commission.
I agree completely on that.
Who?
Rick Pate. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, for Ag, I was going to say no. What's his name?
No, Steve, I think Steve Marshall's going to win the AG race against Troy King. I think Martha's going to pull it out.
Mm.
I do think, but it's going to be a close race. So, and I make no bones. I I'm friends with Martha, and I like Martha. You know,
nobody says she's not likable. She's not a wonderful lady. She is.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. Well, mom. You know, I mean, close races can, you guys probably aren't following in the appellate races, but I think Rich Anderson will win the criminal court of appeals race, or criminal court of appeals race, and then there's another one. It's a circuit judge out of Birmingham who's running for criminal court of appeals, and I think Christy Edwards will win the appellate race.
Yeah.
So that's my prediction.
Let's see, which one is Ainsworth in?
That's Twinkle.
Lieutenant Governor.
Oh.
Yeah.
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 You cannot beat the Twinkler. She's.
See, with me
she's
saying,
still got campaign ads. Remember how Susan Woody used to go nuts over Twinkle's campaign posters? Man. They're still on telephone poles all over the state for all 18, all 18 offices she's run for and won.
Well, just me saying Bobby Bright, I have not seen a lick of poll numbers, but I'm just going with my gut here, and if my gut's wrong, well.
I think there are people who have been waiting for 2 years to punish Martha.
That may be true, but I mean...
And I've gotten a lot of that today through social media.
Well, remember, she beat Becky Garrison, too. So, I mean, you know.
Right. Well, but let's not forget, after Mr. Trump, you should step aside. Becky got 20,000 votes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. But I will say this. I think definitely, he's not on the ballot, but Trump's definitely going to win. So, because everybody who's running...
I mean, lose.
Have you seen yesterday, you lose that? Have you seen so many people wrap their arms around Trump, the Bible, and the Second Amendment?
It's ridiculous.
it's like, you know, I'm more Trumpian than you are. I still love him even after he screwed up in Helsinki. But it's, only in Alabama and only in America, right? So either way, America's going to win tonight. I can say that for sure. So,
are there any races in other states that we should be looking at?
I haven't been following.
I haven't seen any of them.
Yeah, because the reason is because these are primary runoff races, you know.
Right.
So there's not that many states that, I mean, some of them are winner take all, some of them are, you know, even if you only get less than 50%, you can still, you know, be at. We do have on the Democrat side, we have the John Knight race where he's challenged. That's going to be an interesting one, you know. So, hopefully we'll get some election results and not have to wait so late like last time. Holy cow.
Well, and it's a light turnoff like most runoffs, so hopefully the numbers will
be. By the way, 84 pulled his cell phone out of his jorts.
Yeah.
To text me that Becky got 32,000 write-in votes.
32,000. Yeah, I thought she was in the 30s.
That's more than she got in the primary. That's what I'm saying. I honestly think they're going to term limit her. It's not personal. It's never been.
No. That could happen. I mean, that seat's always been vulnerable. It really has. I'm not sure why it's so. Whoever wins, this is a prediction I know is going to be correct. Whoever wins will be the person who wins the Wiregrass. That's it.
Yeah. That's where Bobby's got a lot of strength.
Yeah, he does. So, but, you know, on the other hand, Martha's done a good job with the military down there. So it's, but whoever wins that battleground, that's going to win the race.
Well, my gut's saying Bobby, but my gut's been full of crap before.
Well, everybody does. I mean, you know, nobody, I haven't seen any polls on that race.
Yeah, so. I haven't either.
I'm sure there's internal stuff, but I haven't seen it. But anyway, I'm still going to wish Martha good luck. Good luck, Martha. You guys be good. Have a great one. Talk to you tomorrow.
The way he said that, it reminded me. Oh, that way it reminded me of the English-speaking Al Jazeera network where the lady's saying hi to her friends on the TV. Hello, Dobby. You know, that's what that reminded me of just a tad. I speak from experience when I talk about divorce, and it's something. Look, I remember when I left the lunatic.
Oh, yeah.
I kissed my friend's driveway. I was so glad to be away from her abuse that I didn't care about any of the outcomes. I went back. I left her everything. I didn't care. We still had to go through the legal part of it. And so sometimes it is that way. Thank God, free at last. Then there's times when it's very painful or hurtful. And in those situations, never underestimate the impact of the small things that go with a significant life change like that. A new routine, you know, a different home perhaps, and you're back on your own. And maybe that's a step back, maybe that's a step forward. It doesn't really matter. What matters is making sure that you have advocates as a guy who are looking out for your rights. In everything from property matters to custody, more importantly, custody, prejudices still exist against men in the court system. So get two advocates who are experienced at representing and being advocates for men in matters of divorce, and especially in those all-important issues of custody, time with kids, and so forth. That's Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. Delk and Tomlinson specializing in representing men's rights in matters of divorce. If you'd like to read further on their success on behalf of clients, go to their website, divorceformenalabama.com, and read the testimonials. They speak volumes about the difference they can make. Because it's not about winning. It's about exiting with your self-esteem, your dignity intact, and the ability to move forward again and not be paralyzed by all the quicksand that can develop around a divorce situation. It's 819-4810, Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Could you talk? Oh, no, this is Christy.
Traffic is brought to you by Delk and Tomlinson, men's rights attorneys. Contact them at 819-4810. Delk and Tomlinson, making men matter.
Sorry about that, Jay.
Go back to ISIS.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. A little bit of buildup on 85 southbound from about the Jackson Hospital curve down almost to the interchange. That'll be from that minor accident that was there just a little bit ago, and mixed with that, a little bit of rush hour traffic, and you've got a little bit of a backup there. Right around across the road on the northbound side of 85, there's a little delay there, too. Got one on 65 northbound, too, as you ramp off of North Boulevard on the 65 northbound. Things are a little bit slow right there. Everything else looks fairly decent.
For custom deck staining and privacy fencing, call Prestige Home Improvement. Give them a call, 334-398-1765. That's 398-1765 for Prestige Home Improvement. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of showers and storms continues well into the nighttime hours tonight before eventually ending and then fading out. Overnight low temperature in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, look for a high temperature in the lower 90s, partial sunshine, and still a generous supply of showers and storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Then on Thursday and Friday, the storms thin out in number, not as many storms to go around, with high temperatures edging back towards the middle 90s and triple-digit heat indices again. Our free weather app has advanced interactive radar and future radar. Plus, keep on top of the tropics, and you'll have access to all my videos and blog updates. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
I'm lifelong Republican Rich Anderson, a candidate for our Court of Criminal Appeals. There's only one candidate in the runoff who's fought for crime victims in every appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. There's only one candidate who has any experience in appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. I'm Rich Anderson. I've kept dozens of murderers off our streets, and I've got the experience to get justice done in our Court of Criminal Appeals. Choose the right experience on July 17th. Choose Rich Anderson. Paid for by Anderson for Alabama. P.O. Box 2337, Montgomery, Alabama, 36102.
This is Joey Clark. And for those of you out there thinking of buying or selling a home, I have a name for you. Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. Yes, whether in Montgomery, Prattville, Wetumpka, Lake Jordan, or Lake Martin, and all points in between, Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group is the man to call to buy or sell your home. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or maybe just need a bigger home for that growing family, call Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group, 322-0662, 322-0662.
Will Dismukes, candidate for House District 88, has become mighty popular in Montgomery. The last 3 weeks, big money special interest groups are showering him with campaign cash. Dismukes has received more than $50,000 in special interest PAC contributions in just 26 days. Let me repeat that. $50,000 in special interest PAC contributions in just 26 days. Autauga and Elmore County voters are very concerned. Who will Dismukes represent? The hardworking, tax-paying citizens of District 88 or Montgomery's big money special interest? These special interest groups' top priority is an immediate 6 cents per gallon gas tax increase, with an additional 18 cents per gallon gas tax increase over the next 4 years. It's time for Will Dismukes to answer the question. What did he promise the Montgomery swamp dwellers in return for all that campaign cash? On July 17th, the voters will have a clear choice to vote against another political game player beholden to Montgomery special interest groups who are committed to raising our taxes.
Paid for by Al Boone for Alabama House, 512 Tumka Street, Prattville, Alabama.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Headley is your trusted source for quality metal buildings. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive is your local trusted source for tires and auto repair in the River Region. We do it all, from oil changes to engine transmission repair, even those pesky check engine lights. We also handle over 80 brands of tires, all at the best prices. We have stores located in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka for your convenience. We can also handle your fleet business, accepting Donlin, ARI, Element, WEX, and more. We also accept your Bridgestone, Firestone, and Car Care One credit cards. Check out our website, AutoSaveTires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Time is running out to vote for Greg Budell.
Greg Budell.
Greg Budell never took any PAC money for his campaign. As a matter of fact, the only PAC he knows anything about has cigarettes in it.
Greg Budell.
Greg Budell is honest. Greg Budell is trustworthy. Greg Budell is up to date on all his shots.
Greg Budell.
Greg Budell wants to drain the swamp. And to pay for these ads, he drained his bank account. So vote for Greg Budell. He needs the gig.
Greg Budell.
Dogs and babies love Greg Budell. As a matter of fact, both of them have taken a whiz on him at one time or another.
Greg Budell.
When you go to the polls, pull that lever for Greg Budell. Then pull it again. Then one more time if you can get away with it.
Greg Budell.
And Greg Budell believes in our community. He supports the NRA, the PTA, the YWCA, the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe, and the donut shop down the street that's got those good kolaches.
Greg Budell.
This has been a paid political announcement for the committee to elect Greg Budell. Dr. Zygmunt Azebo, chairman, who reminds you that if you do not vote for Greg Budell,
you will get big and you will have a chili dog belly.
He knows this because he is a doctor and he is from the Nigeria. Vote for Greg Budell.
Greg Budell.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to News Talk 93. Joey and I were just down on the thick and stoop talking about the All-Star game tonight. Joey,
yeah.
American or National League?
Yeah, I'm going with the American League.
So am I. And we want to know what you think.
I don't care.
Okay.
Great game. Going to be a great game tonight. It doesn't matter who wins or loses. I mean, it's bragging rights, but... The real show was last night.
Yeah. Yeah, that was... yeah, I knew if I watched it, I would get some adrenaline going.
Knocking the cover off the ball.
But Bryce Harper, who's frankly having a bad season. Oh, I just posted Cortez, Ocasio...
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Seguin, yes. Who made the statement that low unemployment is part of the problem. How about if we put you there so we can raise the unemployment?
You know, there's a fascinating...
Low unemployment is part of the problem.
Well, she doesn't understand unemployment statistics. I think what she said is because people are holding two jobs.
She's the biggest fraud.
They account for that.
It's like Bernie.
Yeah.
Bernie's 100 years old. He's driving a $70,000 sports car. He's got three houses now instead of one. He's never done anything outside of government. So how do you do that, Mr. Socialist? How do you account for the extra house? And all that? Where did that come from?
Greg, we've talked about this before.
Yes.
We live in very progressive times, not progressive enough with this fascist in the White House. But in this day and age, it's all right if your wife makes a lot of money.
Steals a little money from whatever.
How dare you, sir? How dare you?
Isn't she being investigated for...
She was. I don't know if it's still going. She was.
Yeah. It's remember, friends, socialism. That was the official component of the Nazi Party in Germany. And admittedly, it took a country in ruin and lifted everybody out. Everybody had a job. Everybody had food. Then the rest of it kicked in. And you know what? You know what you young socialists are going to do? You're going to kill the baby boomers. That's your goal, is to kill people like me. I know this. You hate us. You blame us for everything because you can't take because we raised you to not be responsible for yourself.
Hey, get out of my head.
Huh? So that's what you're going to do, and we know it. We're wise to your plans. We're going to be the ones getting loaded onto boxcars and taken out to big camps in Oklahoma.
Good Lord.
That's why I should spend less time on the thing you stupid.
Oh, my.
William B., how are you?
Hey, I'm all right. How about y'all?
Better than when I began today.
Mine, too.
Just a real quick one here. Millbrook, Church of Nazarene in Millbrook, one box was $4.96, the other one was $3.48.
Does that strike you as good or weak?
A little weak.
That's how runoffs are. Even with all the encouragement, your vote matters more.
Yeah.
Runoffs are always this way.
Now, the story on Fox was the party gave Martha a ton of money, to get reelected. So we'll see how it all works out.
All right, well, I just wanted to give you that little bit of information.
We appreciate it, man. Thank you. So Judge Jeanine was on Fox and Friends this morning and says, what was Trump supposed to do, take a gun out and shoot?
So what do you make of Mr. John Brennan, former CIA top guy, who said that President Trump, given what he said yesterday in Helsinki, is guilty of treason?
You know, I have to tell you, and I talk about this in my book, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals. John Brennan is the epitome of the swamp. For this guy to talk about treason as it relates to Donald Trump is absurd. He voted for a communist for president of the United States.
Right.
I mean, don't people understand that? He's the one who peddled the dossier. He's the one who knew that Hillary Clinton paid for a fake dossier and then went all over Washington and started the investigation against Donald Trump.
Here's his tweet. Let's just show it. It says, Donald Trump's press conference performance in Helsinki rises to and exceeds the threshold of high crimes and misdemeanors.
Rectum.
It was nothing short of treasonous. Not only were Trump's comments imbecilic, he is wholly in the pocket of Putin. Republican patriots, where are you?
You know, it is rather stunning that this guy would talk about treason. First of all, he doesn't understand the definition of treason.
What is treason?
Well, treason is when you try to overthrow a government, kill a leader in times of war. Okay? Now, what the president was doing by going over there is recognizing that Russia is the biggest nuclear power, Russia and the United States. He has to make sure that we are safe. He's got some of the most severe economic sanctions. I mean, come on, snap out of it, everybody. I mean, the guy is doing what he's supposed to be doing, and that is protecting us.
John Brennan.
You stupid, ignorant son of a dumb bastard!
Sedative! You know that line?
No. Oh, wait. Young Frankenstein.
Yes.
Yes, I do know that.
Sedative!
Sedative! My favorite line in that, for some reason, it's not the what knockers. That's a great one, too.
Yeah.
Can you handle the bags? I'll take the one. No, it's not that one. It's not Abby Normal.
Igor, would you give me a hand with the bags?
Certainly. You take the blonde and I'll take the one in the Titan.
It's not Flavluka. All great lines.
Hold on, I got that one here somewhere too. Where did I stick Flavluka?
And now that I'm thinking,
I am Paul Blucher.
We all know what the inference is there, don't we?
And now that I'm thinking of the movie, there are two of my favorite lines where he just looks up and he goes, "Elevate me." But the next one, the monster with the little girl, and she's taking off the daisy petals and throwing them into the well. Oh no, we're all out of flowers. What shall we throw in now? And the expression on his face is genius.
I also think it's very funny when Frankenstein plops down on the seesaw and the little girl goes flying right back into her bed when her parents are wondering if she's out there with the monster.
That's such a genius movie.
It really is. 5:54. We're signing off today with a reminder that one of the organizations we hold near and dear to our hearts is Hospice of Montgomery, a group that's tasked with mentoring families through the situation you don't even like to contemplate happening to your family, to a loved one, and that's an illness with a ticking clock attached to it. Their job at Hospice of Montgomery, and I think this is a brilliant way to describe it, is to add life to the time that's left. It's one of those situations, and I learned this all the hard way, where you turn it over and accede to the mentoring of people who have guided many families through this very, very difficult time. We went through it with my mom. And thank God there was a hospice organization available for us in Chicago when that time came. The folks here in Montgomery are an extraordinary group of people. They are so incredibly spiritual, so upbeat. Just the thing that a family needs when going through a crisis like this. So it's important that we make sure they're available to people who don't have insurance coverage or the money to pay for them. Because many times people who have gone through this kind of illness have nothing left at the end. So we need to keep them viable and available. You can do that very painlessly by signing up for Amazon Smile or make a direct donation. Visit the website hospiceofmontgomery.org. Couple of bucks, everything helps, and allow them to continue to do the great work they've been doing here in the River Region since 1976.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Montgomery?
If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-600-6775. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals Guide. That's 1-800-600-6775. That's 1-800-600-6775.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's time for Christmas in July, and the folks at AC by Lou Choir have been extremely good this year. Instead of waiting until December, I'm bringing some early presents to pass on to you. Choose from a free Yeti cooler, Wi-Fi thermostat, or air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and get your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit. Plus, Lou Choir and Montgomery Humane Society will give the gift of forever when you purchase a new AC system. We'll pay 100% of the adoption fees. Get the details on Christmas in July at acbyloquire.com. Turn to the experts at Carrier Lou Choir and feel like it's Christmas early. Get a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner with purchase of select new carrier systems. That's acbyloquire.com. Ho, 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 on Donner and Blitzen. Oh, I think Santa needs a stronger sunscreen. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
President Donald Trump.
I'm looking for judges, people that will respect the Constitution.
Judges like Alabama's conservative Judge Sarah Stewart.
I'm Judge Sarah Stewart. I think it matters who serves on the Supreme Court.
Like President Trump, conservative Judge Sarah Stewart will uphold the Constitution. That's why she's running for the Alabama Supreme Court. More than 25 years of legal experience and over a decade on the bench, conservative Judge Sarah Stewart will protect our Second Amendment gun rights, defend the life of the unborn, and guard our nation against evildoers who threaten our way of life. Honest, fair, experienced. Conservative Judge Sarah Stewart is uniquely qualified to sit on Alabama's Supreme Court. Judge Sarah Stewart will ensure swift, firm, and fair justice. On July 17th, vote Conservative Judge Sarah Stewart to the Alabama Supreme Court. Paid for by Judge Sarah Stewart, Alabama Supreme Court, 2029B Airport Boulevard, number 206, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
Rugs, traditional or modern, handmade or machine-made. Get them all at SE Rugs with discounts up to 70%. SE Rugs has over 35 years of experience and has relationships with rug makers all over the world. SE Rugs at 6377 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery can get you the rug you've imagined and at a better price than you'll find at other local stores or online. Come see the hundreds of rugs in the showroom or bring in a photo. SE Rugs can get any rug you're looking for and will match the competitor or online price. They'll even buy or trade your old handmade rugs. SE Rugs has the highest quality rug cleaning service in the area and offers the only rug repair in the River Region. Leave it to SE Rugs to fill your home with the new rugs you've hoped for and to save the rugs you already love. SE Rugs makes rug shopping easy. Catch their current special, 8x10 rugs starting at just $100. 6377 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. Find them on Facebook or visit them online at serugs.com.